The string quartet by Henri Dutilleux, Ainsi la nuit. We heard the Aben quartet. Violinist Pierre Colombet and Gabriel Le Magadour, Marie Chelem on viola and Raphael Merlin on cello. Tomorrow we'll be making one more visit to Norfolk and Norwich Chamber Music, and we'll hear from the Haffner Wind Ensemble playing Dvorak's Serenade in D minor, one of his best-loved works, brimming with bohemian tradition and rustic charm. We'll also hear from the Gould Piano Trio playing Beethoven's Trio in C minor, Opus 1, No. 3, one of those fine early works that helped to establish the composer at the heart of Viennese musical society. I hope you can join me.
That was Sarah Walker, and today's lunchtime concert was produced in Salford by Nick Holmes.
BBC Radio 3 presents new programmes for your weekend. Music Planet.
A new look, a new sound, a new feel.
Inside Music.
His facility is completely without any limits.
J to Z.
The best in jazz, past, present and future.
And a new time for drama on 3.
We are all in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars.
Including Lady Windermere's Fan by Oscar Wilde on Sunday evening at 7:30.
Suits me down to the ground.
To find out more about the changes, go to our schedule on the Radio 3 website.
And you are listening to BBC Radio 3. Welcome to Afternoon Concert. I'm Kate Mollison, and happy birthday to the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, 90 to the day. Their first ever concert was on the 12th of April 1928 in the Assembly Rooms of Cardiff's City Halls. Well, all this week I've been celebrating the orchestra here on Afternoon Concert, and tomorrow we go live to Cardiff for a special anniversary performance. Today, though, it is Thursday, which means opera matinee, and I've got a complete performance recorded about 15 years ago by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. It's a rarity, too. It's a three-act comic opera by Ralph Vaughan Williams. It's called The Poison Kiss, composed at the end of the 1920s. And if you haven't heard of it, well, don't worry. It's pretty much forgotten nowadays, never even recorded before the 2003 version that we're about to hear. Well, for the libretto, Vaughan Williams teamed up with his friend, Evelyn Sharp. She was a sister of the folk song collector Cecil Sharp. Their concept was for a light-hearted romp of an operetta. They were thinking along the lines of a Gilbert and Sullivan farce, so be warned, we are in for some unapologetic rhyming couplets. Maybe tellingly, this was the only one of his works that Vaughan Williams never showed to his friend Gustav Holst. He said, "Holst would never have understood how I consider it unimportant, and yet I wanted to write it." Well, it's hard to match this opera with a composer of emotionally ambiguous music like the rather desolate Third Symphony, which was only a few years earlier, or the looming icebergs of the Symphonia Antarctica. This opera is pure froth. The plot is, well, daft. It's about a princess who has been brought up in poison. Evelyn Sharp based her libretto on two texts, Richard Garnett's The Poison Maid and Rappaccini's Daughter by Nathaniel Hawthorne. All the characters have botanical names, but to give you a detailed account of the plot would take all afternoon, so I thought that I'd read you the synopsis written by Vaughan Williams' wife, Ursula. Once upon a time, a young magician and a young empress hoped to marry, but her parents forbade the match. Both young people married others, but the magician, Dipsacus, hot for revenge against the empress whom he wrongly blamed, brought up his only daughter, Tormentia, on poisons so that the first man she kissed would die. He knew the empress had a son, so he planned that his daughter should be the cause of her son's death. The empress, who was cleverer than he, knew of this and brought up her son, Amaryllis, on antidotes. In Act One of The Poison Kiss by Ralph Vaughan Williams, we'll hear Anna Collins as Empress Persicaria, Neil Davis as Dipsacus, Janice Watson as Tormentia, James Gilchrist as Amaryllis, Pamela Helen as Stephen as Angelica, and Roderick Williams as Galantis. The BBC National Orchestra of Wales, conducted by Richard Hickox.
draw the line. Today's particularly mine. Just when I wish the sun shall shine.
Thank you. chance has any girl of being courted here? To serve his vastly overrated daughter, by Dipsicus I was transported here. And now among my many unpaid duties, I must concoct all kinds of poison mixtures and feed her pampered reptile pets instead of going each evening to the pictures. What? Use the soap and find a pattern. A shine on paint, a pattern. Fuzz and fluster. Where's a duster? Fuzz and fluster. Where's a duster? Where's a duster? Fuzz and fluster. Fluster, 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 fluster. Some with early worms do daddy o. But a sun is
with any girl of reason of love.
castle of old. In me you behold the last of the wizards who's not stage controlled. You want a new blizzard?
What a nice bag of blizzards.
For your future foretold.
Till your blood it runs cold.
Your blood it runs cold. To procure this result, you must really consult the original power the best wizards set. In which you'll forget with this sorcerer bold. Who may you behold? Oh, it's not stage controlled. Jolly well sold, if you cross with your gold, the parmesan fraudulent brainy, a decadent bonsuit magician.
A psychologician, a dubious advertisement.
You'll be fed up with Freud.
Frankly annoyed.
With evil dream of things that are teeming with motives wherein lurks the purpose of sin.
The purpose of sin.
The purpose of sin.
That's all very well, but what about Belle and Mary and Jane and Joe and Elaine? To say nothing of Winnie and Elsie and Minnie and Edith and Sue and Helen and Prue and others and others I cannot remember. What you say is quite true. Out a few, such as Betty and Moll and Peggy and Dawn and
others you will not remember.
gone to sleep, the darling. Angelica, it's been a trying morning. Bring me something to drink. What would you like? Oh, anything to soothe my nerves. Vitriol, perhaps, or cyanide?
See with the same eyes. We like the same things.
Do we? Tell me, what things?
Thank you.
winds and blow them out. Come, hurricane, begin! North wind, south wind, hither, come hurry, come hurry, come hurry. East wind, west wind, scurry, 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 come scurry, come scurry.
Thank you.
sort of notes my magic heart completely have perplexed.
Little brother, you're not ready. Have you seen the latest box? Oh, nothing but his London sets a neat one in its box. Oh, go and banish all my house on where the latest go. In this is most look how Roma went to golden time.
Oh.
Curtain comes down on Dipsacus with hobgoblins and the forest chorus all around him, all of them conjuring up fearful dark magic. Well, that was Act One of The Poisoned Kiss by Ralph Vaughan Williams, BBC National Orchestra of Wales, conducted by Richard Hickox. A week has passed and Act Two opens in Tormentia's apartment in Golden Town, where Tormentia and Angelica are living up the high life. But no extent of shopping and material luxuries can distract Tormentia from thoughts of her sad plight, the fact that she's been fed poison all of her life and will cause death to whoever she kisses. The hobgoblins, however, can use magic spells to lead Amaryllis to Tormentia. Now, he's been brought up on antidotes to the poison, which is handy because, overcome with emotion when they meet, the lovers do inevitably have a wee kiss. And because of this kiss, he loses consciousness, not because he's been poisoned, but because he has fainted with joy. Unfortunately, Tormentia doesn't realise this, and she's horrified that she might have killed the very man she loves. I did warn you that the plot is daft, but that was the intention of Vaughan Williams and his librettist Evelyn Sharp. A Gilbert and Sullivan-style romp is what they were aiming for, so let's dive back in. This is Act Two of The Poison Kiss by Ralph Vaughan Williams, Richard Hickox conducting the BBC National Orchestra of Wales.
Thank you.
Tormentilla is not she. They say she's driving round the park. She goes out nightly after dark. She feels every updated face. The place of bar. Little guess that quick drop dead if they were fools enough to wait. Little guess that quick drop dead if they were fools enough to wait. But angels and her tricks have brought her to a pretty fix. What use is now a girlish room? The poison kiss will be
from a duke.
That came from a baron.
And this from, oh,
look. What is it?
It can't be.
It is, I declare, an offer of marriage from our live millionaire. Now, princes,
now, princes, break
wit. We are it.
We are
it.
It.
We have an affair.
We have an affair. We are set. We were all very much on a level. But when I look round on these offerings, I'm bound to suspect you have gone to the devil. Why, here's one from a prince.
And one from a duke.
That came from a baron.
And this from, oh look.
What is it?
It can't be.
It is, I declare. An offer of marriage from a lie.
Yeah.
describing yourself as a medium.
Thank you.
fits their choice.
Here dwells my lovely tormentor, here like a captive fast immured. This is the shrine that holds my jewel.
Oh!
No, you must never see me again, although I love forever.
What romance is this? Renunciation has for some a certain fascination, but we are real, and our love should be true.
Dearest goatherd, I would die for you, but if you kiss me, it is you must die.
Does death sleep on your lips? Then so will I.
I wonder if my fears are quite in vain. No one could wish another so much pain. Do you hear music? Still.
Only your voice.
I want to kiss you. Oh, I have no choice, my goatherd. Go, go!
No, I rejoice.
Is this a dream?
Our love, our forest day.
Leave
you? No, my dear love, I stay.
Oh,
Amaryllis loses consciousness and Tormentia is horrified. She thinks she's killed him. Little does she know, he's only fainted out of love. That was Act 2 of The Poison Kiss by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Richard Hickox conducting the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. Well, fear not, because this opera has a happy ending for absolutely everyone. Eventually, the Empress relents and allows Tormentia to see her Amaryllis. His happiness is so great that his mother is touched to the heart. In fact, she's seemingly infected by the general mood of love, so she summons Dipsacus and they patch up their differences and make another go of it. As in fact does everyone. Everyone paired off in true Gilbert and Sullivan fashion. The Empress marries Dipsacus. Her ladies-in-waiting marry his attendant hobgoblins. The Prince, of course, marries Tormentia. And her faithful companion, Angelica, marries his friend and squire, Galantis. So, this is Act 3 of The Poison Kiss by Ralph Vaughan Williams.
him. I once knew Dipsacus, and once loved him. You can leave us. We would be alone.
Madam, you will leave us. All our duties to the throne.
I said so. Yes.
We Avernus.
You can leave us.
You will leave us.
Yes.
Fed on poisons every day. I fed my son on antidotes.
Then I am freed from this sad doom.
Tormentilla, Tormentilla.
I do not know if I am reconciled.
Oh, listen with your heart and hear his call.
Enthrones the humble, scorning rank and fame. Such lips were made for man's delight.
Liberty!
You great me flatter.
I am compromised.
What does it matter?
Compromised.
Oh, my lips are shattered.
Thank you.
possible that absolutely everyone lives happily ever after? I think that's what just happened. Everyone madly in love and coupled off at the end of The Poison Kiss, innocent, wistful fun of the late 1920s. Music by Ralph Vaughan Williams, libretto by Evelyn Sharp. We heard Anna Collins as Empress Persicaria, Neil Davis as Dipsacus, Janice Watson as Tormentilla, James Gilchrist as Amaryllis, Pamela Helen Stephen as Angelica, and Roderick Williams as Galantis. The BBC National Orchestra of Wales was conducted by Richard Hickox. You are listening to Afternoon Concert with me, Kate Mollison.
I'm feeling a little nervous.
Nervous.
Slightly nervous.
Some of Britain's most talented teenagers.
Oh, I'm feeling really excited.
I'm really excited.
I think my grandmother is very excited. She's probably more excited about it than me, actually.
A battle for the coveted title of BBC Young Musician.
I never thought that I would make it to this stage, so I feel really lucky to be here.
To win would be lovely, like the cherry on the cake.
Our coverage continues with the percussion category finalists every weekday afternoon at 4:30 on Radio 3. And catch up with the competition so far on BBC iPlayer Radio.
And speaking of Young Musician, at 4:30 today, so that's just over 20 minutes, we meet the fourth BBC Young Musician percussion finalist, Alexander Pullen. He'll be playing music by Xenakis, Novotny and Sejolny. Before that, let's have one last word from the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, given it is their birthday today, as well as unearthing forgotten repertoire, as we just heard in that premiere recording of The Poison Kiss. This orchestra has long been an advocate of Welsh composers. So here they are playing music by William Mathias, probably best known for his choral works, and we'll hear an orchestral meditation based on one of his own carols. The piece is called In Arcadia, and actually it's in keeping with the opera, all about eternal youth, innocence and joy. Tadaki Otaka, conducting the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. That was In Arcadia by William Mathias, the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, conducted by Tadaki Otaka. Well, tomorrow afternoon, you can hear the BBC National Orchestra of Wales in a live concert from Cardiff. The programme includes the Third Symphony by William Mathias, also three Welsh songs by one of today's leading Welsh composers, Hugh Watkins. Nicola Heywood-Thomas will be presenting from the Hoddenot Hall in Cardiff just after 2 o'clock tomorrow. And we've got more live music tonight. Radio 3 in Concert comes from City Halls in Glasgow, where the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra will be playing Berlioz's Symphony Fantastique, Beethoven's Fourth Piano Concerto with the excellent Stephen Osborne, and Ravel's La Valse. Jamie McDougall will be there presenting that concert live at 7:30 tonight. So here is Stephen Osborne playing Ravel. This is the first movement of the Sonatine.
Thank you.
The first movement of Ravel's Sonatine, played by Stephen Osborne. He gets so many colours from the keyboard, but he never makes the music sound oversaturated. He'll be at City Halls in Glasgow tonight with the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra playing Beethoven's Fourth Piano Concerto. And if you can't be there in person, then that concert is broadcast live here on Radio 3 from 7:30. Now it's just gone 4:30, time to check in with this year's BBC Young Musician finalists. We're in the thick of the group stages. This week we're hearing from the percussionists, and today we meet 15-year-old Alexander Pullen. And I'll let him tell you about how he put his programme together.
So in my programme I've chosen four pieces, and I really wanted to try and find not only the range of instruments that percussion has, but the range of ideas and sounds that we can create. So my first piece is quite a quick snare drum piece, just to start off with something like nice and light-hearted, and then going into something quite spiritual and something quite intense, and then nice to go to a lyrical marimba piece, and then I think it's really nice to finish off with quite a flashy ending, which is great for percussionists.
Well, Alexander starts with a piece called A Minute of News by the composer Eugene Novotny. While on a trip to Mexico, Eugene Novotny came across a local band and he noticed a drummer carrying an old beat-up snare drum over his shoulder. He stopped to watch the drummer, who proceeded to turn that broken drum and mismatched sticks into an entire trap set. That unknown drummer was the inspiration for this piece, A Minute of News, which requires the soloist to produce all sorts of sound effects, imitating those of the Mexican drummer.